This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced today that the City Public School District is getting a new CEO. Among other things, Pedro Martinez is the first Latino to take the helm. WBEZ Education reporter Sarah Karp is here to tell us why that's significant and more about the incoming CEO. So, Sarah, start by giving us a little background on Pedro Martinez. What do we know about him?
So he came here from Mexico when he was just 5 years old. He grew up in Pilsen. He's the oldest of 12 children, and his father worked two jobs to support the family. He went to local public schools, including graduating from Juarez High School, where the announcement was made this morning. Here he took a moment to thank his Chicago public school teachers.
All teachers that saw something in me that I couldn't see myself. And I remind our teachers every day how powerful they are, because that's what they do for our children.
He then went to the University of Illinois at Champaign and to DePaul. He's an accountant by training, and he spent some time as chief financial officer of Chicago Public Schools before serving as deputy superintendent in a few other school districts. Right now, he's running a San Antonio public school district.
So it sounds like he was an accountant at one point. So how did he get into running school districts?
He decided that he wanted to run school districts, and he attended the Broad Leadership Academy, which is a Los Angeles-based superintendent training program. Broad is a bit controversial because they're seen as promoting corporate-style education reform. After Chicago, he moved into educational leadership positions, so he's never taught or been a principal, and he's not really a curriculum or pedagogy guy. As he described himself today, he's very big on data analytics and outcomes.
And how do you think his background's going to serve him here in Chicago?
So he's the first Latino CEO, and the school district is 47% Latino. He said he cares deeply about seeing Latino students succeed and have the opportunity to go to college like him. There's been some criticism about the lack of Latinos in leadership in CPS and across city government, and this is a high-profile position.
Sarah, what do we know about his goals? What are his goals for the school district?
So today he talked about the need to keep schools open and safe during the pandemic. And right now there are a lot of issues around delays in notifying parents of positive COVID cases. And the testing program for COVID-19 is delayed. Getting the school district back on track in terms of engagement and academics and safety, that seems to be his number one goal. Martinez also stressed that he wants to work on lowering the achievement gaps, lessening overcrowding in Latino schools, and building trust among African-American families.
You know, this is a big school district with a lot of students and a lot of constituents. What are some of the challenges he's going to face?
For sure. He'll have some major challenges. One is the teachers union, which, as you know, has had a contentious relationship with the school district leadership and is still trying to hammer out an agreement on COVID-19 safety measures. In San Antonio, he did not have a good relationship with the teachers union, mostly because they disagreed with him privatizing schools. Martinez also faces a school district with a dwindling population and a moratorium on school closings. So I think it'll be interesting to see how he navigates that issue, especially with his accountant hat on. Finally, in just 4 years, the school board will be transitioning from a fully appointed board to one that's elected. So he will be the first school district leader to have to deal with an elected board, provided that he lasts that long.
That's WBEZ Education reporter Sarah Karp. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.